Let's talk about your home. We do frequently your home by design, thanks to designers in the house. That designer for today, Deirdre Remtema, principal interior designer with your own firm. And you want to talk about 10 fall decorating ideas that aren't boring?
That aren't boring. Oh, I know, right?
Okay. Yeah. Well, I guess sometimes they are.
Sometimes, you know, we come around and we do the same old thing. We get out the same old, you know, decor.
Pumpkin on the front porch?
I know. So let's mix it up a little bit, right?
Well, it's what you do. I imagine you go into homes and mix it up because, not only does father know best, but designers know best. So, yeah, let's talk about these 10 fall decorating ideas that aren't boring. Let me lead with, are these in any order or are we just
going? No.
Okay.
No,
well, let me lead with the first.
No order.
Well, first of all, when should I even start decorating for fall?
Well, I think we all live in Michigan. We love the change of seasons, and we all sort of get really excited for when fall comes. Yes. Pumpkin spice and, you know, lattes and sweaters and all those things. Yeah. So, I mean, I think as soon as October 1st hits, you can start getting out all your fall decor. So don't worry about timing.
We're 7 days behind, even though it's going to be 82 degrees.
I know. It's so confusing.
Love it. All right. So like I say, according to the map, now we can start getting
ready
for fall.
Let's get it out. Let's start.
What about, does orange need to be my theme as number two?
Yeah, so we all have our color preferences. Some people really don't like the color orange, which is fine. You don't have to go, you know, seasonal with your colors if that's not what you love. So let's say you've got some pumpkins out on the front porch, but you don't love the color, paint them. Paint them purple, paint them bright green, paint them a different color. You know, I think having even fall decor that goes with what your house colors are can be really fun too.
Mm-hmm. All right, number three talks about that jack-o'-lantern face.
Yeah, so let's say you want to do something a little more modern than just carving a typical jack-o'-lantern face. It doesn't even have to be a face. You could carve, you know, squares, circles, you know, do something, you know, totally different. It can be abstract. It doesn't have to be a face. It could be just something, a beautiful shape, and then put a candle in it, and it glows, so.
I'm still talking a pumpkin, right?
Right. Yes. Yeah, and a pumpkin. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Let's stay on the topic of pumpkin. Number four would be?
So I think this is a really beautiful idea for even like putting on your kitchen island to have out. Take a pumpkin, carve out, you know, the top, and create a vase out of it. And you can put some mums. You could put a vase inside there. But the pumpkin is sort of like the base of your floral arrangement. And that is a really fun way to add a pop of the season in your house.
How long does a pumpkin last? I mean, freshness-wise.
Well, I would say, you know, if it's outside, probably a few weeks. Mm-hmm. A couple weeks is going to be good. And inside, probably a little bit longer. Mm-hmm. You know, if you have fresh flowers inside that pumpkin, you're probably going to want to change those out after a week or so. Or if you do more greens, those tend to last a couple of weeks. So leaves or grass or anything like that is going to last a lot longer.
Yeah. What's next on your list?
So the next on the list, change your front door entry mat. So at our house, we love Halloween and we love fall. So especially my husband, Jeff. So we have our front door mat is actually a bat. It's like in the shape, it's black and it's in the shape of a bat. So we look forward to getting that out every year. So it's just a fun, simple, functional way to kind of change things up.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you ask us to mix our colors. What's this mean?
So, I mean, I've seen fall decor that's, you know, red, purple, orange, green. Again, feel like you don't have to go with the standard orange. Mm-hmm. Also, I've seen a lot done with just whites and creams. That's really, really pretty. So if you go to the orchard and you want to pick up some gourds and just stick with like all green gourds or all yellow or all, you know, one color, I think that's really pretty too.
Talking fall ideas, fall decorating ideas that aren't boring. In other words, how to spruce it up that might not involve that typical jack-o'-lantern face. Mm-hmm. Number seven, imperfect is where it's at.
Yeah, for sure. So don't spin your wheels trying to make your fall decor look perfect. Imperfection, I think, is the most beautiful part of anything that's natural, and especially when it comes to decor. So if your arrangement is a little lopsided, leave it that way. Mm-hmm. If your pumpkins are ugly with warts, we love that too. The wartier pumpkins, the better, right? Or gourds.
Nice. And number 8, when in doubt, ...
use one thing. So let's say you have a fireplace mantle and you are looking to do something fun for fall and you're overwhelmed. Okay, am I going to do a bunch of flowers? Am I going to do leaves? Am I going to do pumpkins? And you're like, it just feels like too much. Mm-hmm. Scrap all that. Pick one thing and just do that. So let's say you just get a whole bunch of white gourds, line them up, and leave it really simple. And just do one item that you decorate with instead of a whole bunch of little tiny different things.
Skip pumpkins and leaves for decor. Then what do I do?
Feathers. Feathers are a really fun thing to decorate with. They remind us of fall and birds and turkeys and all that kind of stuff. So let's say you're a little bit more on the exotic side, mm-hmm. and you want something a little more funky. A huge, like, just spray of feathers would be really fun. And fall, that feels like fall to us, too.
What's your number 10 on the list?
So, grapevine garland. So at Christmas time, we get out, like, you know, our green garland and put that out front and wrap that around. Another way to do that for just the fall and the Halloween season is grapevine. And so grapevine is, it's grapevine, and it's brown, and it comes all coiled up. And I used to do this on my grandparents' cottage out back. They had grapes. And so when the vines were done, I was allowed to go back there and kind of pull them out and form. You know, use them for crafts and stuff. So this is a really kind of inexpensive way to form, like, maybe you want to make a wreath out of it. Maybe you want to put it around your front door, but it has sort of that stick, you know, that brown look to it. And then the curly cues, which are really fun and a great way to add a lot of character on your front door.
Mm-hmm. What about Halloween lights? My neighbor already has her Halloween lights up.
I love lights. Yeah. It just depends on how they're used. They can get a little bit cheesy. I'm not opposed to cheesy, but I think it depends on where you put them. Yeah, if you want to put them like in your bushes or maybe just on your wreath on the front door, I think that can be kind of inviting too. At our house, we tend to go a little bit darker for Halloween, so we love skulls, we love, you know, more black. So, I know some people lean a little cheerful, we lean a little...
See, looking at you in the street, no one would think you lean black, you know, lean toward the horror side.
Yeah, we do a little bit. That's a little bit more of my husband coming out, but I think that can be a little fun, yeah.
What's your tradition for trick-or-treating?
Oh, we go to our friend's house in the neighborhood. We all get together. We tend to have a glass of wine and then send the kids out for trick-or racing is more, you know, get as much candy as you possibly can in the shortest amount of time. And then, of course, pay the mom tax.
Yeah.
So, you know, we get a certain portion of, you know, the candy loot. Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. And then you call your dentist the next day,
that's
right?
That's right.
Well,
yep.
That'll never go away. Might as well enjoy it. And back to general fall decorating. I mean, what's the rule of thumb for removal of our, of this goal here?
So I think once we do our Christmas decorating on like right after Thanksgiving, so we kind of take one thing down and put the next up. And I use a lot of natural decor around for fall. So there tend to be things that I can put in the compost and that I don't have to store all year, which, you know, the less things that I have to get out and store and package and put back is makes me happy too. So fresh things are the way that we love to decorate.
Mm-hmm. And are you going to make like fresh pumpkin pie for the, so that the smell is part of a decoration as well?
Apple pie. We do a lot of apple pie. Yeah. So that always smells great throughout the house.
Awesome. And as we say our goodbyes, dear, what is your rule as a professional designer for when the Christmas lights come up?
Oh, I say the day after Thanksgiving, turn those puppies on.
Okay.
Yeah, we have that tradition in our house too. So, yep, get them up and enjoy the season.
All right. 10 fall decorating ideas that aren't boring. Where do we find this list, please?
Well, you can find more on Instagram and at my website, DeidraInteriors.com.
All right. Well, it's a holiday today, sort of. Columbus Day, honoring Christopher Columbus that falls today. So I don't know if you've decorated for that. Part of the fall. All right, Deidra, thank you very much. DeidraInteriors.com for more information. And next month, guess we will probably be talking holiday lights.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah.
Thanks.
Thanks, Shelley.
Yep.